Yeah, so it gets gay as fuck, bro. Like, it's like they're always like groomers and like niggas who wanted my ass, bro. Like, it's real. And let me think. What else is I gonna say? Oh yeah, bro. So I had to like kick this nigga out of the TF2 server kind of recently. It's really soft, but it showed me a lot of philosophy stuff about like egomaniac niggas. And it's that arrogant. I'm just trying to put it to paper, but it's like arrogant, depressed people easily like build up followers, and they can push people around and like make things. And I think that, you know, this comes from the real world, which is that we're actually just bossed around by like egomaniacs that wind up really popular. Because the average person, they're like a follower, and then there's a small subset that are leaders, and these leaders are like egotistical, like, you know, all sorts of fucked up, maybe. And this dude, what happened was, it's like I trusted him because other Discord trainees that I considered to be like these egomaniac psychos, they banned him like years ago, and then he became relevant recently because, like, I don't know, it's like I unbanned him pretty fast, and he just like came around and started appearing a lot, but. It's like inside his head, he declared war on me because he's like a lonely, depressed psycho nigga. And he saw, like, it's like a kingdom. We got like all these like fans, and there's tons of people, tons of places to go. And it's like in his head, like in his reptile brain, he declared war and he decided he wanted to get rid of me so that he could have something similar. Like, you know, you just poach the people after causing a lot of met or damage, right? Hopefully it's like by kicking me out. And this happened many, many times. And it's usually the same setup. And I noticed that their thought patterns are pretty restricted because they all have the same delusion and the same feelings without being self-aware. So in their heads, I'll explain one. It was that it's like 4 years ago. Actually, like 3 years ago. It's like there are these Discord troons that declared war on me, and their like narrative was that like bro, he enabled random, or no, he disabled random crits in TF2, bro. Bro, don't you browse Kiwi Farms? He got brainwashed, bro. He played comp, bro. He's one of the troons now. We need to fight for our rights. Like, they actually, like, they said that shit, and they tried to believe in it, but it's not really what they wanted. What they really wanted was for me to get my head blown off so that they could take all the people and then run things in their way in a way that doesn't hurt their ego. And then it came back again recently. Like, this dude that was like mostly isolated from all this, he like got banned by those people because he was a faggot. And it's like the same thing happened again where he wants to take over, he wants to lob my head off, he's depressed as fuck, he wants all the people. So he just like tried he created a splinter group where they would play Counter-Strike, and then he would like try populating it religiously after we stopped playing TF2, and then he would like, you know, use like just communicate with everyone trying to grow it, and he acted like, oh, it's natural. And then he sent all the people in the core to be like, oh bro, you can't get angry that we're just playing a different game, because like other people were calling it out, calling the faggots, right? And then what happened was, because the dude at the top was super mentally ill and like his life was getting rough, and I was like beating him, he started like fighting a lot with his little minions, you know, like the little worshippers. And it just blew up, and now it's gone. And I didn't realize how bad it was until it was over, because it's like he left the Steam chat, and then I mentioned it to one of the little zombie followers, and the zombie follower told me that like he had been like causing fights and like blowing up their Discord and shit, and now it's over, but all of it happened again, right? Like, egotistical, depressed, internet, charismatic psycho, and like, it's really gay. It's really gay because like, it's like niggas worshiping him. what else? Forgot what I was gonna say.